Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This week on the podcast, we're talking about Perplexity, one of our favorite companies to discuss on our podcast. They recently acquired a social media company called Read.cv, which is for professionals. But they also were rumored to potentially try to acquire TikTok when all that drama went down. We're going to get into all those details today. But before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so if you've ever wanted to grow your side hustle or your online business with AI tools, or any business that you have with AI tools, we'd love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle school community. So every single week, Jamie and I, we record a video that we post on here exclusive. We don't post it anywhere else. We have a whole bunch of different courses, AI marketing, so how to grow your business or your side hustle with AI tools. Everything that I have done to be able to rank number one on Google with AI tools or to use AI to get free traffic on LinkedIn, Quora, Pinterest, or Medium. So tons of different things. Go join the school community. We'd love to have you as a member. The one thing I wanted to say is that in the past, this was $100 a month. And for January, for the beginning of the year, as we kick this off, we dropped the price to $19 a month. So you can get in at the discounted rate. And if you join at $19 a month, the price will never be raised on you. We cover all sorts of things. We talk about how Jamie made $25,000 from an Amazon program last year, how he's using AI to scale that up and make even more this year. We break it all down and try to give you the formula and the templates, the tools that we use so you can replicate it and do the same things that we're doing. So we'd love to have you as a member of the community. If you haven't joined already, this is a fantastic month to do it. All right, let's get into what Perplexity is doing. So the interesting thing here, this isn't a website that I have used a ton, read.cv, this website that Perplexity has acquired, but it's pretty much a competitor to LinkedIn. You can kind of think about it as a place for people to share professional information, I guess. But what's interesting is that if you go to the website, and by the way, if you're watching it on Spotify or YouTube, I'm sharing my screen and showing kind of what it looks like and stuff. So for the Apple listeners, you might want to check this out over on YouTube. We'll leave a link in the description to our YouTube channel. But anyways, the UI of it looks a lot more like Pinterest, if I'm being 100% honest. Like, it's got these graphics, a lot of them are business related, but it looks really cool. It looks like kind of like a dark mode Pinterest about business stuff competing with LinkedIn. So I don't know. It's an interesting product. Jamie, do you think you would ever use a product like this just out of curiosity?
You know, I honestly don't think I would. Although, you know, sometimes on like, you know, platforms like Instagram or TikTok, if I want to see business content, it's all often mixed in with a bunch of stuff that makes me a lot dumber. So if there was a place I could go to get, you know, inspired and see what other people are doing, and it was a little less cheesy than LinkedIn, then maybe I would. You know, I don't know. I'd have to explore it a little bit more. I do think there's space for a competitor to LinkedIn. And I think, you know, if there's one that can appeal to more of a younger audience, I think they could very well compete. But at this point, I don't really have much more room for other social medias in my life. But yeah, what do you think about it?
I think that you and a lot of people are right about this, because what's really interesting about this acquisition is it's almost like a talent acquisition. So Perplexity buys the company, but when they buy the company, as part of this deal, Read.cv is going to essentially wind down its operations starting this Friday. So this week, pretty much the company is going to be shutting down. users are going to be able to export their data, their profiles, posts, messages up until May 16th. But like the company essentially is shutting down. And this is what the CEO said. They said, quote, "We've long admired Perplexity and believe great things happening with the world's knowledge is made more great things happen when the world's knowledge is made more open and accessible. In that spirit, we're thrilled to be joining the design and engineering team at Perplexity to continue our shared mission of exploration and discovery." So they're saying like, look, we're going to go and join their team. Then they also said, "This is an incredibly bittersweet for us as it's the start of a new chapter and will mark the end of our time with Reed CV." So they're actually winding down the entire company. The CEO, Arvind Srinivas, the CEO of Perplexity, he tweeted and said, quote, "We're excited to have the Reed CV team join Perplexity. The team is incredibly capable in designing and building consumer and social experiences, and we look forward to working with them on many new exciting directions." So essentially, they're buying this company, taking the team, sticking them on their own projects, and shutting down the old company. So it's kind of like a real talent acquisition play, which I do think it's interesting. Like, obviously, they built an interesting novel product, but it probably did not catch fire. It didn't get the user base that they were hoping that it would get. I'm curious if any part of this deal is like Perplexity grabbing the data that was on there and being able to use that. Maybe like the data set could be valuable in addition to just a talented team. But it also begs the question, like, is Perplexity going to move into a social direction? Like, they're directly competing with Google, and I think that's kind of already a big enough challenge and mission in itself. But if they end up doing anything with social, I think it could, I think that could be very interesting, but I'm not exactly sure what the direction is. But overall, these kind of deals where they're like acquiring companies and just taking the team is very, very interesting to me.
Yeah. And I mean, if you think about it, Perplexity is an absolutely amazing software. In my opinion, it's one of the best. But if you take, you know, this concept of a social business site such as LinkedIn, if you could apply AI to like a LinkedIn for a, you know, a company searching for an employee and say, you know, this is what I'm looking for. Can you search through your data and find me the perfect employee? You know, I could see how AI would actually help people trying to hire. And so, you know, maybe they're, you know, we don't know exactly what their play is, but there's definitely, you know, room for Perplexity to add on something like that. And maybe that'll be, you know, the branch of their business that really takes off. You know, maybe it'll be online shopping, as we've discussed before, or maybe it'll be just the overall search engine, you know, Google competitor. We don't know, but there may be, in my opinion, maybe hedging their bets or trying to kind of see what sticks.
Yeah, I think so too. What's interesting, this is Perplexity's third acquisition. So they've also acquired a company called Carbon, which essentially helps people to connect AI systems to external data sources. And then in 2023, they acquired a company called Spellwise, and they took that CEO and essentially used them to help develop Perplexity's mobile app. So Perplexity is doing a lot of these acquisitions. It's said to have a valuation of about $9 billion. So it's been growing very fast. It's raised over $500 million in capital. It's honestly one of the top tier, in my opinion, like AI companies outside of, you know, Anthropic and OpenAI and Google and Meta. Like, this, other than the really, really big players, Perplexity is one of the big ones. So the reason that Jamie and I wanted to bring up Perplexity specifically today and this acquisition deal is I believe there is a ton of potential for companies to build software or even products and even maybe communities. So for people that are listening, think about things that you could build that could get acquired. There's so much money and these companies are growing so rapidly. A lot of times they see a talented team building something interesting, and whether that project worked or not, they'll go and just acquire the team because they want them as part of what they're building. So I guess the overall takeaway from me is like, no matter what you build, no matter what you decide to focus on in this AI wave, if you build it to the best and highest quality you can imagine, regardless of the traction or anything, there's always the, you know, maybe Perplexity will acquire you for a few million dollars. But I mean, I'm just kidding. I'm sure whatever you're building is going to have the traction you need, is going to explode. But I do think this is a very interesting time when we're seeing a lot of money be placed around, and the acquisitions are coming not just for successful projects, but for all projects. Like, talented teams are being recognized and they're being rewarded. And I think that's very exciting and inspiring in today's kind of market and environment.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, this is, I love this idea. I love the idea of building something, a really great product, but even with the in mind of, you know, getting acquired someday, I think back to, I remember, I think I was in high school when I heard this, but about how Starbucks, basically they had all these different products in their stores. They carried, you know, a certain tea brand and certain scones from this bakery, but eventually they kind of just bought up everything and all made it part of their main, you know, conglomerate corporation. And so they're all, you know, part of Starbucks now, even though they originally, you know, were their own companies. I'm trying to think of the tea company name that is now owned by Starbucks. But basically Starbucks did the same thing. They bought everything up. So how can you build something that could be like the scone to Starbucks? I don't know.
I love that. Such a cool concept. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today and us breaking down this deal, what's going on in the industry, we would really, really appreciate it if you could drop us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And in addition, if you're looking to grow and scale your own company, you want advice, tips, and an incredible community to back you up, come join the AI Hustle School community. Over 300 members that are coming from $100 million companies. Some people in the group have founded. And people that are starting out brand new. So you get a wide range of perspectives. It's a fantastic group. Would love to have you as a member, but we will catch you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is. On homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.